Before we get started, I want to tell you guys the email address for this podcast is ISNHSD. I should not have said that.
We obviously don't want you ever to email us because we chose the worst email address possible.
It's okay. I wanted it to just be, I should not have said that at gmail.com, but somebody's already taken that one. So
we chose the acronym.
It's ISNHST podcast.
If it's hard for you to remember, just remember this little ditty. In, what's the next letter?
S.
In summer, hundreds.
It's ISNH.
ISNH.
In summer.
In summer, no husbands should
tickle. In summer, no husband should tickle podcast at gmail.com. Or you could just use I should not have said that, but it's,
if you want help remembering,
you're more
it.
Like Michael Scott mentality where you're like sugar boobs. S, summer, I wear hats in the summer. H, your name is Harold.
Right, in summer, anyways. No husband should tickle.
Okay, podcast or I should not said that podcast gmail.com.
But really, that's the email. It's the first letter of those words.
Podcast@gmail.com. Email us with any questions you might want us to answer, things we should address, things we should stop addressing on the podcast.
Normally, people normally wouldn't address online, but since Dallin and I have no hobbies and we have no babysitters, we come here during nap time and quiet time and just talk to the internet. So whatever you want us to talk about.
Speak for yourself. I have like two or three hobbies.
Whatever you want us to talk about, shoot us an email. And, you know, if we're interested in it, if it's not too weird, we'll totally talk about it.
Yeah. And tell us if you want it to be anonymous or not.
I have something fun. I'm planning. Oh, there's a sound.
I don't even care about sounds
anymore.
My
paper just hit the microphone. I'm planning a reel. So I'm thinking about our next reel. And I wanted to somehow showcase adult hobbies, right? So I made a list of all of my adult hobbies. And then somehow, in a funny way, we're going to portray this on a reel. And I'm
like, that will be relatable to parents.
These are just my hobbies.
Okay.
Maybe you're not a parent. I don't know. Okay. So far on my list, I have throwing things away.
I mean, your hobbies, just what I was saying for that was hobbies get downgraded a little bit once you have
these
kids.
These are the things.
So like your hobby now becomes, you know, bringing the trash out.
I was like,
early for a sense of accomplishment instead of running out at 5 a.m.
The secret to being happy when you're just like overloaded with, I don't know, like, I don't know if we're overloaded, but I just feel like now that I have kids, I cannot do the things that normally brought me joy. Normally, I would like go hiking, or I would go to the beach, or I would go on a weekend trip, or I would go to the movies, or I'd watch TV for 17 hours in my bed, and I would just have the best time ever.
Right.
I had kids and I needed to find like a very watered down version of those hobbies. And now those are the things that I just live for. Okay. So this is my list. Throwing things away. I love to do that. I just love throwing things away. I love when my house looks empty. I love finding clothes with stretchy waistbands. Anytime I walk into a clothing store, I'm eyeing, like, is this something with stretchy waistbands? Or Instagram even knows me. And they'll be like, Ashley, have you seen this new online store that sells stretchy waistband jean shorts? And I buy them every time.
People complain about the algorithm, but I get all sorts of great recommendations from the algorithm.
You follow me, you take my information, and you send me those things that I want. Okay, another
hobby.
Thank
you, algorithm.
Just Birkenstocks. I just love them. Another hobby. Going to Costco at the exact time when samples are out.
Mm-hmm.
Chime in if you think of any. I also like going to the park and just listening to people talk. And I just like eavesdrop.
Okay.
I really like doing that. I like cups. I like looking for shows. And then when I find one, it's like finding a treasure. And I just feel like an explorer, like going through all the online show portals. And when I finally find the one, it's like discovering oil in Texas.
Like gold, mining for gold.
And I feel like so accomplished and so cool.
That's how Severance was for me.
Oh yeah, Dallin just watched Severance.
I loved Severance and I hated when it ended. Number one, because it was over. Number two, because the last episode didn't even teach you anything. It was like a teaser for the whole second season. Mm-hmm. Biggest cliffhanger ever.
He can't stop talking about it.
It made me so mad.
I slept through the entire show because Dallin watched it all in two
nights.
I would
literally watch it all again and look for clues with you if you want to watch it, just so that I could like...
It's just like a heavy
people
show.
Are screenshotting like the glimpses you get of the Lumen Handbook.
This is another adult hobby, making just, something out of nothing.
Just to try to understand what Lumen actually does. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
The
if you
stagers
haven't seen
of the show are just like, yeah, we just... That's
but
just
I bad. Highly recommend it. It's on Apple Plus. It's really, really good. Okay, anyways.
Okay, here's something else I love to do. Tell me if you've ever done this, Dallin. I know the answer. You've never done it. I like watching like MLMs on Facebook just do their like live sales shows.
Just like a train wreck
and
in progress?
No, like sometimes they're really good. Like sometimes those things are popping and people, they'll be like, comment sold number 147 if you want this article number 147. And sometimes people are like on it. And other times it's just so uncomfortable because no one's typing sold. So I'm just like...
It's just this awkward social experiment.
I mean, maybe people will watch it later and then buy the things, but I just like, I love watching it. The drama is so much for me. And I could watch LuLaRoe sales trunk shows all day. And I used to. I love them. And I love when they do the Bingo Incorporated. And I never play and I never comment anything, but I love watching them.
Just being there.
Sometimes if the host is on it, she's like watching who's jumping on to watch live. And sometimes she'll even like call me out and I'm like,
yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
That's one more thing I love. Two last things I wrote down. I like designing cars online. I wrote that for you because that's what you love to do. Dallin will go on and design.
Like a new Ford F-350.
Yeah. Or like
Tremor.
A Tesla or like, we'll like, what's the Kia Carnival? We've designed that a couple times.
It always ends up Mine always ends up being over $100,000. I don't know why.
You log on and they're like, $20,000 car.
And the base price is like $45,000.
And then by the time you're done, it's like $100,000.
Yeah. Anyway.
The other thing Dallin and I do, I wrote this down. Sometimes when the kids are asleep, we'll like snuggle on the couch and plan a cruise. And we like plan everything. Like we'll choose our ship, we'll choose our dates, and then... Usually what happens too is it ends up being like $30,000 because we always choose the presidential family suite with a slide.
Yeah.
But that's really fun too.
With the drink package, mm-hmm. with
the excursions. On the best ship.
On the best ship.
Mm-hmm. In Europe.
It's a 365 day cruise.
And you have to fly to Europe to get to it.
There we go.
What, anything coming to mind? What are your adult hobbies?
Well, my actual ones are riding my Peloton. I love the Peloton. If anybody wants to be friends with me, I am at Time to Carbo Load.
What am I? What's my name?
It's from Michael Scott. You're Ashley with No Issues.
Yeah, I've done it like 3 times.
You should start.
I feel like I'm inside so much. I feel like I just want to be outside and I want to like actually be going somewhere. Like that was my favorite thing when James, before we had Violet and James was a toddler and my favorite thing was doing things fast and like actually going somewhere instead of just circling around our house or like slowly halfway getting somewhere, but never getting somewhere because I have babies. So if I like have the option, I'd like to like actually go somewhere.
On an actual bike ride in real life? What a concept.
Kind of afraid of cars running me over, but like, this is why I don't exercise. I'm like, well, I don't want to do it inside because then I'm not going anywhere. But then when I'm outside, my brain's like, well, you might get run over or someone might murder you on the street side. Gosh. So then I just watch TV.
Okay. Safety.
And I just really struggle to work out.
Yeah. Well, I like riding the Peloton and exercising in the garage, which is turning into being a hot exercise.
People pay for that workout. People pay good money. It's supposed to be good for your ligaments.
I just live in St. George and work out in my garage, and it's like I'm getting a $500 value for free.
Yeah. Hot yoga is free in our garage.
Another hobby of mine is getting better from being sick. Write that one down.
Getting better from being sick. That's a good one. Recovering from the illnesses that our children give us.
Recovering from illnesses that the world gives us. China. Okay, just kidding.
Taking our kids somewhere because we're losing our minds. Obtaining a terrible virus from some playground or another and then not dying from that.
Specifically the recovering part. I do not enjoy getting it, but I do enjoy getting rid of it.
Dallin, people sometimes make fun of husbands for being like wusses or wimps with illnesses. Dallin, his issue with being sick is just he has rage. He just gets so mad his body would succumb to an illness.
I hate that sickness is a thing.
And it makes him so mad.
I hate it.
Like, he'll be out Pelotoning. Dallin never stops Pelotoning.
Freaking, like, it's the black plague.
Dallin gets sick and decides that the best thing
is
to
sweat
do
it out on the Peloton.
Just go,
but then...
just to go crush your personal record. That's his goal when he's sick.
The disease that must not be named would made me super fatigued.
Or just any disease.
Yeah, or any sickness. And I was on the Peloton and my record is right there staring at me in the face,
right
as
there.
Well as everybody else that's Pelotoning at the same time as me.
Out of your reach
and
because you're sick.
I'm usually in the top 15%. But when I'm sick, it lowers and makes me mad because nobody on there knows I'm sick. There's no little sick symbol that you can put on there to people like, oh,
yesterday
he has a pass.
Yesterday, Dallin came in and he was
really
like,
good.
I am stupid and terrible and I hate myself.
And then I personalize that sickness.
Fills himself with shame.
I fill myself with shame, and I take that with me throughout the rest of the day.
And it's the
best. And that
best.
Is how I succeed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's why having a wonderful therapist is important.
Three times a week.
Someone just to tell Dallin, hey, man, you're sick. Sometimes when you're sick, your bodies don't do a lot. You want to know what I say when I'm sick?
What?
When you're sick, rest is best.
You know what I say? Just kidding. But it does rhyme with that. All right. This leads me to my next hobby, which is real.
Oh.
Meditation.
Yeah, you've started that.
I've done it for 11 days now.
I don't know what you do in the garage, but you come back
Peloton,
sweaty and calm now.
And I meditate.
And
I exercise and then I meditate. They're 10-minute sessions with the Waking Up app with Sam Harris. Sam Harris is the man. Freaking love him.
Tell me how you do it. How do you meditate?
Well, it's just this app and it's...
I'm too busy watching the kids while you're doing that to have
time
to meditate.
Yeah, and making me breakfast and cleaning the house.
And cleaning the house. Uh-huh. When Dallin comes in from working out, he likes to have everything just so.
Shut up. Okay, for serious. In the app, it's just guided. There's the introductory course. I'm in the introductory course. And there's a meditation each day and a little segment of Sam Harris teaching you something about thoughts or the mind or consciousness. So I'll do the meditation in the morning. It's usually around 10 minutes. And then throughout the day, sometime it's like a 3 or 4 minute thing of
asterisk
just...
while he's using the bathroom.
No.
That's when you listen to your course, right?
I don't know. I could. Uh-uh. Bathroom is TikTok time though.
Okay.
Write that down.
Watching TikToks in the bathroom.
Anyways, I'm basically a Zen master now after 11 days of this. And what I've learned.
Tell us.
It's just, gosh, you wake up thinking, I don't know. I think that the concept, it meddles into, religious territory.
You just keep saying beginnings of sentences. Some would say.
It meddles into religious territory where this guy is a neurobiologist, atheist, meditation guru who spent years studying in the Middle East and stuff.
Okay.
And so
are you saying it's not
about,
religious at all or he,
it's
he
not
talks
religious.
About how religion,
I mean, that. He doesn't approach religion in the app. It's more meditation, but it's coming from a point of consciousness rather than spirit in a body.
See, like Dallin tells me these things and
it's,
I begin to panic.
He says the idea that there is a self behind your eyeballs, thinking thoughts or whatever, that is a thought in and of itself.
See,
that thought is a byproduct of having a brain as evolved as ours.
Yeah.
That would go against what religion would teach you, that you're a spiritual being having an earthly experience. Other people might think we are spiritual beings and have no problem with what Sam Harris is saying. They just define spirituality differently. Like, we are one with the universe and right now we're in human form, consciousness lives on.
I'm going to stop you.
Maybe spirit and consciousness are the same thing.
I don't know. Dallin does this. He comes back in from his meditation app and is like, we're not spirits. We're just brains thinking we're spirits.
Okay,
which
that's a little much.
Which like,
I haven't.
He muses on these thoughts and I hate doing this because
that's therapeutic for me because I've been so far on the other side my whole life where I haven't even been in touch with myself. You know?
Right. But like,
I'm just swinging the pendulum back the other way. It might swing a little far sometimes, but I'm landing in a very healthy space where Dallin is comfortable being Dallin.
Right. It's great for you. Where Dallin is landing, though, spirals me into an existential crisis. And I just hate these conversations. I think I just am like very grounded in the, I am a spirit in a body and I don't know all the answers. I don't think
Sam Harris would necessarily disagree with that.
No, probably, you tell me that's just a brain idea.
He would just say your spirit is consciousness.
Right.
And nobody knows what happens to consciousness when you die.
I just am like firmly gripped onto the like my consciousness.
I think if you boiled it down with any religious person, they would probably agree that your spirit is consciousness. They would have how a person defines consciousness and how a person defines spirit. It probably isn't too far off.
It sounds off. When you talk to me, I'm like, whoa, like my, my like blaring red X's like warning, warning, warning.
Satan.
To Satan. Yeah. Go off. I just don't like thinking. I just don't like that. I don't know if it's true or not. I just don't like it. So when you like choose to believe that's not real. And I'm in like this very like fragile, but strong place.
Okay, good.
Where I'm like, I am okay. I just believe what I believe and I'm in charge of what I believe.
Of course you are. Everybody should feel that way, hopefully.
I don't know. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
I grew up thinking if I didn't agree with something that a church leader was teaching me, then there was something wrong with me. Not something wrong with the church per se.
That's where the Satan siren comes in.
That's literally what the scriptures say. Lean not unto your own understanding.
I mean, everyone kind of just decides.
Natural man's an enemy to God.
Yeah, they are.
So maybe I have found some.
I'm like, damn right they are.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about women.
I was always like, in my, like growing up though, I was always like, well, I'm a girl, so this doesn't apply to me.
Oh, it's just referring to men.
I did. I really, like in my mind, I was like, I would like hear that. And I'd be like, oh, don't need to pay attention to that. That one's about men. Uh-huh. Really, though, I think it's applying to both men and women. Maybe.
Yeah.
You'd have to talk to the author about his intents with his wording. But when I was a kid, that I was always, anything that in a scripture was like man, 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 which the scriptures.
Well, that's like 99% of the
scripture. Like they use the word man to talk to the people.
Mankind.
Mankind, you know. But in my mind, I was always like, oh, I'm good. That doesn't, like, good to go. God's not condoning me for terrible sins or anything.
There you go. Well, I
grew up really thinking I was just like
perfect.
Just like things daughter didn't apply. Things just didn't apply to me because I was such a good. I knew I was just so good in my head that I was like,
because you were.
Well, yeah. I don't know how I got that. It was like Ashley had her own like little religious mind, but like scriptures and things at church, like my Sunday school leaders would be teaching stuff. And I'd be like in my head, like, yeah, that's really great. All those sinners need to know about that. It doesn't apply to me.
Narcissistic.
I don't know. I like think about it now and I'm like, Ash, how come you were just above all of that? But I just was. That's how good I was.
Turns out you're just a raging narcissist.
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
So anyways, about meditation, basically after a few minutes, you boil down to just focusing on your breathing. And you get to a point where your brain is just sitting there in your head.
Yeah.
If you're really good at it.
I'm good at it.
And anytime you recognize a thought creeping up, you just pay attention to the thought and let it go away. Like, oh, look, there's a thought that my brain sent up. And you get to the point where you're literally just focusing on your breath. Any sounds you hear are just noises presenting themselves to your consciousness. Mm. And then they go away. And you're sitting there giving your brain a break, basically, because your brain is just a thought generating device. Just because a thought pops up literally means nothing. You don't have to associate with it. It literally means nothing. Brains just send up thoughts. They send up fears. They send up warnings. Your brain just wants you to survive.
Here we are in the brain talk. I don't like brain talk. I don't like being like, well, I'm just a brain. That's all I am.
Well,
I just hate that.
Well, whatever we are, we're in a human experience.
Dallin will be talking to the kids and he'll be like, George, this is just...
We're talking about the human experience.
I know.
When we die and we're in the next life, let's talk about that experience. But right now we're having a human experience and that's all I'm saying.
I know. I just disagree with it a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, I just like sometimes like when you're talking to the kids, you'll be like, that's just your brain. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, what else would it be?
Like your spirit?
Satan?
No, like just, it's not just your brain. Like just your like biological chemical brain, like searching for dopamine.
What? Give me an example.
Well, I just think things are like...
When would your spirit do something that your brain doesn't do?
Well, I guess like I kind of think like your spirit directs your brain. Don't I mean, like Satan.
Talk to a few psychologists or like.
That's the thing. Like, I just don't care. It's like growing up in Sunday school. I was just like
all these people with schizophrenia and all these crazy mental
disorders. Like,
and
I don't.
Is that their spirit telling obviously, their brain like, that is there like, is like a floating man over there in the corner telling them to
stop?
Okay.
Obviously, this is like my dumbed down Ashley version that makes me feel safe. But like, that's just where I come from. That's just like what I'm, that's just how I need to be to not think that I'm just a brain. I don't like that thought.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on with you this week?
Oh, just stressing you out, apparently.
Besides meditating in the garage.
Gonna go hang out with our friend Skylar tonight.
Yep.
He wants to take us out to dinner, talk about social media, life. We've become really good friends with Skylar since moving down here. And I'm really glad.
Yep, we really...
You guys watch Five to Love. They're on Facebook and YouTube. They are also vloggers. They have quintuplets and two other kids. They're great. They're all great. Here's something, Ash. Somebody wrote into Taking Sides with the Dashleys and wants to know how to handle disagreements in marriage. Specifically, they say her and her husband have different tastes in the way the house looks. She wants to have two conversation chairs on her side of the room, and he does not want them there. Mm. She wants to create a movie theater style setup in the living room. She's 34, and she just wants to feel like she's earned the right to watch. She feels like she has earned the right to watch TV front and center, cozy and warm and chill. The entire family is against the idea. Honestly, she feels like when she changes things around the house to help her be more functional, it upsets her husband. And I do not know how to deal with it. I grew up in a very tidy environment, she says, with beautiful decor. And Jason and her husband did not.
Are you
she said
that?
His name, so I think it's okay. Parenting differences also. Jason worked with Nolan for to not eat anywhere but the kitchen table. But then you will grab a snack and eat it not at the table. My theory is monkey see, monkey do. What are your thoughts?
You know,
Here's how we handled it. I
don't know. Like, there's obviously things I care about. And then sometimes I, like, take a step back and I'm like, this literally doesn't matter. I'm going to strive not to care about this. Dallin and I fight all the time. Like, maybe we have done a disservice in convincing all of you that we have... just like a...
Well, it's not like we whip out the camera when we're having a huge argument.
I mean, we fought all last week. Like, I've gone to a hotel before just to get away from Dallin. Like,
you did?
Yes.
When?
Remember? I went to the hotel and then I ordered Grubhub and it kept getting lost.
That was like a year ago.
I'm just saying, like, we have our, like, issues.
More
Do you
than
remember
a year
that?
Ago.
I ordered Grubhub at the hotel and I was like, I'm not going to call Dallin. I'm not going to call that jerk. But it kept, like...
Yeah.
Sent
it to Provo instead of Lehigh.
And they kept calling me and being like, where are you? And I was like, at the Hyatt. I'm at the Hyatt. And they were like, we're at the Hyatt. And I was like, I finally
like Michael and
couldn't handle it anymore because Grubhub was screaming at me, screaming, quotation mark fingers, right. Talking to me and confused.
Ashley says I scream at her a lot when in reality I'm raising my voice slightly. That's neither here nor there.
Anyways, I ended up calling Dallin and I was like, what did I even say?
You're like, I'm trying to order.
I'm trying to order Grubhub.
And it's not working.
Dallin.
And I looked at it and I was like, the address just happened to be very, very, very similar to one in Provo versus one in Lehigh. And so I just swapped it. And then her pizza showed up like another hour later or something. Kids were starving. And I'm just like, you've chosen to be there. Have fun.
Well,
it was probably for the best. Anyways,
I don't know why I tick the kids. Every time I get mad, I'm like, get in the car with me, kids. We're leaving. And then Dallin's
like, cool.
Just like, okay, I should really leave them. I don't know. I just bring them everywhere.
That must be your spirit talking to your brain.
Okay. Like, let's say you want something in the house and I don't want it. With house stuff, this is the thing. I grew up like really enjoying a very minimalistic home life as far as decor and stuff. So I really like an empty wall, nothing on a shelf, like really just does something for me aesthetically. Like I love it. But I also love stuff, but I just don't know how to do stuff. Dallin is, I don't know, with house stuff, I just don't care. And plus Dallin usually buys nicer stuff than I would buy. So I just let him do it.
I just like stuff that looks good.
I know. Like Dallin has bought our hand towels. Our friend the other day was like, where did you get your hand towels in the bathroom? And I was like, I don't know. Dallin probably got those because I'm like, I don't want hand towels because then I have to remember to wash them so people can just use their shirts. Like I'm literally
psycho.
I know it's psycho.
That is psycho.
But I don't fight the hand towels. I just wouldn't personally buy the hand towels. Plus,
horrible host.
Okay, here's my thing about hand towels. Like people come over who like everyone's using that hand towel. Like if we had a party, everyone would be using that after they went to the bathroom.
And then you throw it in the laundry and get a new hand towel. That's why we got a bunch.
We don't do that though.
I do.
It stays there for weeks.
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, if everybody is appropriately washing, then it's just lovely clean water that they're wiping on it.
But everyone's not. And we don't live in a perfect world where we're responsible enough to like have a schedule of washing. My home decor style basically comes down to an innate laziness that I treasure about myself, where if it will require me to do more work, i.e. dust, vacuum, or like cleaning maintenance, I would just rather not have it in my life.
I think this comes down to, I did a post on Instagram about this.
Oh.
Like literally 80% of arguments are unresolvable in marriage, and you just have to learn to compromise and support each other because the pros outweigh the cons with having a life partner.
I know. I and feel like that's like
it, that's what it boils down to. Literally in therapy, you learn skills of conversation and working with each other because 80% of disagreements are never resolved in marriages. And if you marry somebody else, you're just going to have different disagreements.
Right.
So like, that's what marriage therapy says.
Yeah. Like two closets has been really great for me and Dallin, or like a Dallin shelf and an Ashley shelf. When we first got married, I was like, why the H do you not keep your shelf organized? But I just had to like, cause I would spend all day like doing laundry and I would put my clothes away and I would organize Dallin's clothes. And then he would get home and just throw things in corners and places. And I would be like, what is wrong with you? Do you not know how long I worked on this?
Uh-huh.
So then I just embraced the laziness and I'm like, well, I just won't do that.
There you go.
That's like my favorite.
Life.
I just don't handle that.
There we go.
Yeah. I've come to a really great place where I have zero organization.
Really great place.
My friends come over and they're like, where does this Tupperware go? And I'm like, I don't know. Just put it wherever it will fit.
Wherever you want.
Wherever you want it to go.
Also, I'm not a slob like that.
No.
I take off my clothes from when I'm ready to sleep without clothes on.
Okay.
I put them on the floor.
Leave them
in
there.
In the morning, I will either wear them again.
Or leave them
or
there.
Or leave them there for you to throw in the laundry. No, I throw them in the laundry.
No, you don't.
You just get to it before me.
No, you don't.
That's how the story goes in my head.
It would be there for like a week.
No,
they'd be there for a while. It wouldn't look clean for a long time.
Okay.
You know what else Dallin's good at? You know what you don't care about?
What?
The garbage cans in the garage don't have bags.
Oh, well, those are garage bags.
No, but I'm like, like, we're going to have to spray this out.
Oh.
If juice gets in there.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, hope that helps.
Like I wouldn't have trash cans in our little bathrooms, our half baths, because I hate emptying them and I'm bad at emptying them. So I would rather just not have trash cans in there.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to do that job.
Yeah.
That's how I would live.
Here we go.
But because I'm married.
I like spraying out trash cans.
We have like 13 trash cans in our house. Dallin, every time he goes to Costco, comes back with another 2-pack.
I love trash
cans. Of mini trash cans.
Especially the little white ones that Costco had for a while.
When I made our little homeschool closet, Dallin came up and the first thing he said was, do you want a trash can?
You need a trash can in here.
You need one, I think.
Well, trash cans are handy.
No,
I hate not having to throw something away and not having a trash can nearby.
They just overflow. It's just.
That's why I love Disneyland so much.
And what did I say? I didn't want a trash can.
So many trash cans at Disneyland.
You're such a weirdo.
Man, I love that.
That's really what you love.
It's just so clean. I appreciate it. Functional.
Yeah, their trash cans are cleaner than Costco's.
Functionality, man.
Public trash cans, I have to like torpedo with my finger and touch it as little as possible to get the trash in.
Cool. cool.
Disney ones, I don't mind.
There we go. There okay, you guys, go. Email us at IS.
Well, hope that was helpful to you.
ISNHSTpodcast@gmail.com. And really, I just hope we get any email because that means you typed it in correctly. And I'll just be so proud of you and we will publicly praise you on the next podcast.
Do we want to say it one more time? Yeah. In summer, no husband.
I should not have said that. Why are we coming up with a different one?
What? I can't even see it. Where is it?
I have so many different Gmail accounts. This is getting ridiculous. I am not changing it. ISNHSTpodcast. ISNHST. It's like learning your college cheer.
This, I don't know how to.
ISNHST. I should not have said that.
This email. ISNHST. Is like a physical representation of fundamental differences between you and I.
What would you have named it?
I wouldn't have named it I should not have HST podcast.
What would you have named it?
Podcast
number 3@gmail.com.
I would have named it something. I would have thought about it for a second.
Well, I tried a few different things. A lot of things are already taken. A lot of people have Gmail accounts. A lot of people have more than one Gmail account, like us. I created a Gmail account to secret shop other wedding videographers. So this I have a few of those. Kenzie Kent, listen, 7.
What Dallin is doing right now is how he says goodbye if his family is here. It's like, oh, all right, everyone, see you later.
This is where the good stuff comes out.
While we're here at the door, should we plan our next family get together?
That reminds me. Mom called me the other day. I got to tell you something.
Okay, we're done.